This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Voters in Spain are set to vote on Sunday. Opinion polls show that the People's Party, led by Mariano Rajoy, has a huge lead over the ruling socialists, who have led the country from boom to bust in 7 years in power. Spain's difficult economic outlook has dominated the election campaign. Voters are angry with the socialists for failing to act quickly to prevent the economic slide, as well as for implementing austerity measures that have cut wages, benefits, and jobs. Spain is home to nearly one-third of the Eurozone's unemployed workers. At least two people were killed and more than 650 were wounded on Saturday in clashes between riot police and protesters in Cairo's Tahrir Square, who were demanding that the ruling military transfer power swiftly to a civilian government. Protesters also expressed anger at a draft constitution that would give the army exclusive authority over its internal affairs and budget. The clashes started when police pulled down the tents of about 100 protesters who had camped in the square overnight after a demonstration on Friday. That prompted around 5,000 protesters to return to the square, and clashes erupted. Protests were also reported in other cities in Egypt, including Alexandria and Suez. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, was captured without a fight by a small group of fighters from the town of Zintan. Acting on a tip, they intercepted Gaddafi's son and four armed companions on a desert track in southern Libya. Interim Prime Minister Abdurrahim El-Kaib said that Saif al-Islam would receive a fair trial, although he would not be handed over to the International Criminal Court at The Hague, which has indicted him for crimes against humanity. ICC prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo told the Associated Press that he will travel to Libya next week to ensure Saif al-Islam has a fair trial. Word of the capture set off rejoicing in cities across Libya. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. On Saturday, the government of President Bashar al-Assad continued its lethal crackdown. At least 17 people were killed across Syria, according to activists. The latest violence came just hours before a deadline from the Arab League calling for Bashar's regime to comply with the peace plan would expire. The UN says more than 3,500 people have been killed since mid-March. On Saturday, Assad told Britain's Times newspaper that the conflict would continue and the pressure to subjugate Syria will continue. He added that any military action taken against Syria would create an earthquake across the Middle East. A 5.2 magnitude earthquake shook eastern Japan on Sunday, but a nuclear plant that was crippled by the huge quake and tsunami in March remained stable, said officials. The quake struck 136 kilometers east of Tokyo and just south of Fukushima at 10:23 a.m. Sunday morning at a depth of 24.7 kilometers, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The Japanese Meteorological Agency said that a tsunami was not expected, and there were no reports of damage. A 9.0 magnitude earthquake on March 11th triggered a monster tsunami that killed 20,000 people. A number of powerful aftershocks have shaken the region since the March quake. Ecological advocates say a 48-nation maritime conference in Istanbul has agreed that a species of shark accidentally caught by tuna fleets must be released back into the sea. The advocates, who'd warned silky sharks located in the Mediterranean and Atlantic are nearing extinction, say the chances of the species' recovery are good. And a quick look at some Bundesliga scores from Saturday. Dortmund secured a 1-0 win at Bundesliga leader Bayern Munich on Saturday. Mönchengladbach beat Bremen 5-0. Schalke defeated Nuremberg 4-0. For more news and information, visit our website at dwworld.de, and you'll find podcasts of all your favorite programs there. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.